This is Fat Chant!
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another dose of the Fat Chance podcast. To be taken twice daily and on a full stomach, our light-hearted look at the world of football, and more specifically, the weird and wonderful world of football chants, is sure to cure the most tragic case of those January blues. Like a palm-sized dollop of fridge-kept Caniston cream lathered upon an intimate area of itchy discomfort, this week's podcast is sure to leave you feeling jaunty, joyous, jestful, jiggous, jocose, jovial, jocular, and a little bit jazzy. In layman's terms, upon listening to this podcast, many users will report a sensation likened to that of a recently treated and formerly thrush-riddled vagina, now basking in the soothing embrace of an over-the-counter antifungal cream. That's nice. As always, I, Matt Bowman, will be a host of sorts, trying to steer things in the right direction and keep the conversation flowing. To my left, we have the artist collectively known as Scouse Corner.
Oi, oi, oi.
Hello.
Paul, Nipper. Hello. And Thomas. Hello. And on my right is Leeds' number one concept comedian. The concept being he doesn't really want to get a proper job. So as long as you, the people, agree to pay him, the comedian, some vast sums of cash to stand on stage, stoned, taking the piss, all while making his way through a six-pack of miniature Heinekens, he's going to be, conceptually, a very happy man. Mickey P. Care, everybody!
I'm clapping the intro, not myself. That was fantastic, you know? Mate. Really good.
Another podcast. How are we all?
How was that new thesaurus you bought, by the way? I'll tell you, not only is it terrible, it's terrible.
Can I just say, you've repeated that joke.
I've been waiting months to use that one.
I liked it. A joke within a joke.
Very good.
Was there some alliteration used on that bit?
I decided to use as many words. Is?
Well done, mate. You got there.
Yes.
Regular listeners to this podcast.
Episode 1 to episode 10.
I think it was. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's come full circle now, hasn't it?
As many words beginning with the letter J as possible.
I thought jaded would have been better at the end.
Oh,
jazzy.
Critique. Everyone's a critic. Yeah, everyone's a critic.
You can't win.
It was good though, mate.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you very much. I will say before we proceed, I've got a new feature to my hosting weaponry arsenal. It is a bell, and I'm going to use it as and when we're all talking of each other, over each other, and it is to end the talking over each other. So we're going to call
that,
it.
Yeah.
The bell end.
Matt Bowman's bell end, ladies and gentlemen.
Matt Bowman's bell end, more specifically.
And it's Is only that the name of your new album, Matt?
Thank you. It's only going to be used as and when we do descend into a raucous free-for-all, and it's just to bring it back and give everybody a little bit of chance to say what they want to say. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
As always, we start the show with what we like to fondly refer to as shit talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you've had a couple of subjects you'd like to shitly talk about.
yeah, that's always my speciality. Yeah. Highlight of the year so far, I know it's only the 20-something of January, but it has to be. I don't think we'll beat being in a boy band. releasing a boy band single and making a boy band video, to be honest.
It's great, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, that we did a video about a boy band song, about a generic pop song, but we formed a boy band of the five people in this room, and it's the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
like, just getting together and learning how to dance is really fun.
Yeah, I mean,
hard work as well.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is hard work.
Let's not underplay what we did. We booked a dance studio.
Yeah,
we booked a choreographer.
Yeah, yeah.
We spoke at length
Shout
on
out
a group
Becca.
WhatsApp about what to wear.
Yeah,
and we jumped in. Feet first.
Oh,
we
God,
really
yeah.
we learned a routine. We had people filming us. We had smoke machines.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah, Mickey, you're going to release this is a song you wrote.
Yeah.
And you're going to release this as a genuine single. And
a
we're
genuine
gonna be
single.
In the genuine video.
Yeah. So I'm gonna release it on my own record label, which we need to think of a name for. but I've got a radio.
Matt Bowman's
Bellend. Yeah. Bellend Records. And then and try and get. I've got a radio plugger involved with it, so it is good. Nothing's been signed, like, but I shouldn't preempt this, but hopefully it'll get a bit of radio play and stuff. So, and an amazing video which we all star in.
Yeah,
I've not seen any of the video cuts, but Fingers crossed. 10th of Feb, good. I've been given the date.
It's a proper earworm of a tune as well. You can't listen to it without it staying there for a few
I've
days.
I've just had it mastered yesterday properly. So it's like, in fact, I'll send it to you.
My kid loves it.
Please, that'll do.
She's
for me.
Four.
Yeah. I've been the target market. I have been singing it non-stop since we did A Day of Dancing.
It just sticks, doesn't it?
It just gets in your head. I must admit as well, I would like to give a special mention to Young Nipper in terms of dancing. The mother, 100%, the mother fucking sass on the kid.
Yeah.
of somebody from which I expected nothing. He delivers.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest, though. It's Nipper, isn't it?
I just didn't expect him to have that sass.
But it's a fucking low bar to start with Nipper. Yeah.
It's how I like to play things. If people don't expect anything from me, that I can occasionally surprise them. Most of the time, I still disappoint when you expect nothing. But occasionally.
I think you were probably really crap, but there's still the standout dancer between us five.
You were definitely the best
dancer. We are so fucking bad at dancing. It's bad. Paul being the worst. You were my favourite when you got dressed up and all that. I was like, man, you're the sexy one, the bit of attitude.
Yeah.
Nipper was the cute one. Tom was the overtly gay one that's quite aggressive.
Yeah, he looked like a.
That's what he looked like.
I rip your cock off with my ass, boy.
myself and Matt, I just don't know what we are.
I don't know. We were just
picked out of the bin.
We were just trash.
Just the guys.
Absolute
like,
trash.
When you got your hair straightened, you were Andrea Pirlo's long lost brother.
Admit, yeah, when I have my hair straightened, I'm a little bit classier.
The Gipton Perlo, you look like
the best comment I had from a mate from about Tom's outfit. So Tom had like a waistcoat on with like
a
train driver's hat, and it's like, it looks like a gay Victorian chimney sweep from the future.
I'm genuinely so close as well.
I'll take
really
that.
And on that note, that is enough fanboy talk. I don't think we can top a gay Victorian chimney sweep from the future. So I want us to have another little bit of shit talk on a couple of other subjects that have been, you know, quite poignant. We've got Spygate, all being Leeds United fans. I mean, we could talk about this for a full podcast, so I'll keep it quite quick. Mickey, biggest Leeds fan in the room. Spygate, give us your opinions.
Well, I just think it's the English coaching, which has been terrible for the last 30 years. The old boys club kind of trying to turn on someone who's just doing such a good job. Spygate, it's not against the rules. It is spying. But that's what all the foreigners do. They get as much information, as possible.
Jeremy Clarkson.
No, the reason I'm saying, hear me out. This is bloody foreigners. Hear me out.
Over here, spying on our women,
taking all our spy jobs. It's James Bond, not James Sarpong. No.
We know what you're saying, though, Mickey.
Let me just...
It's a different culture, isn't it?
And, but my point is this, that the English coaching, British coaching, is rubbish.
Shite, mate.
And when I say the foreigners do it, it's because the foreigners are so much better than it. Over the seas, over the channel, anywhere over water, they're better than us. They're better than us. They're better than us at it. And he hasn't broken any rules. He hasn't. There's no players found
that was
the rumours around by Frank Lampard. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I think for me, it's a non-story.
It's been going on forever,
and it's punditry exactly.
What do you think, trying to keep relevant? Obviously, me and Mickey are going to defend this to the hilt because we're huge Bielsa fans, huge Leeds fans. Objectively, Scousers, nothing invested in it. Well, briefly, what do you reckon?
In terms of us, it's like our training ground at the minute in Melwood. Klopp has he got installed a curtain to go around the day before a match.
The operating theatre.
Because
curtain,
he knows that.
That's bullshit, isn't it, Nipper?
It's the massive pair of curtains.
Yeah. Honestly, because like our training ground, you could stand on the bin looking. Anyone could.
We've all been guilty of that.
They are moving to a new complex away from everywhere, so it is more secret, more secluded, because everyone does it.
Yeah.
I'd be amazed if our club wasn't doing it. I'd be pissed off.
Exactly, it's information.
I'd be pissed off as well.
It's needed.
Yeah.
Any advantage?
It's that people like Keown and that who are talking about this. They've got some kind of moral compass. They haven't.
Yeah.
It's a non-story for me personally.
Fucking Frank Lampard.
It shows the English coaching kind of like culture for what it really is, just years behind.
Yeah.
And
Luddites.
They are. Yeah. They are Luddites. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
There's, they're smashing up the machine that is spying because they've no idea what to do.
It's like it's not even spying. It's public land.
Yeah. Have you heard the latest? The EFL are actually, as a response to Spygate, looking to introduce an anti-espionage ruling. That's the language they're using to describe it.
Okay,
anti-espionage.
Enough.
This is
anti-improvement of the game.
This is an employee of Leeds United stood on public land, not climbing any fences. He's literally looking through a fence. It's bullshit.
Has anyone good walking by?
I think it goes to show, though, how there's no rule against it because they're that far behind. They don't even think you could do that. Yet the rest of the world is doing it and collecting 300 hours he had of Derby. He knows more about Derby than Lampard does. And it's embarrassing for the English coaching. The shit. How many English coaches are working abroad, by the way?
Yeah,
none.
Did you see Allardyce?
Steve McLaren.
Did you see Allardyce bitching about it?
I tell you what, guys. On the subject of embarrassing, because I know Mickey will talk about Bielsa for the next 3 hours, and it will be 3 hours of riveting conversation. But I do have to move it on. On the subject of embarrassing, the other thing we wanted to talk about in our shit talk section. Tom, you've been looking at someone's cock recently on the internet.
Yes, I have.
We've got written down here, Cockgate, Spygate, Cockgate.
We've covered Spygate. Kind of
Brackets, Tom's hobbies.
Do you want to talk to us about Cockgate?
Not content with getting his eyes on Matt Bowman's bell end, he wants to do something else.
It's the funniest bell end to come out of Norwich since Alan Partridge. So the Norwich City...
Delia Smith,
the Norwich City chairman, I think it was last night... posted a screenshot of his phone and accidentally had his camera roll at the bottom with a picture of his pathetic flaccid penis in the back at the bottom of it. But the funniest thing was he posted it and then I think he just fucking went to bed and then must have woke up in the morning with about 9,000 notifications. I think I've made a mistake. And then posted, I appear to have posted an intimate photograph on Twitter last night. P.S. I'm selling the club.
Genius.
So on the same day he announced his cock to the world, he announced to the Norwich fans that he was selling up. Mixed feelings.
Do we know if the two are connected?
Well, his cock was definitely connected to his body to the chairman of Norwich.
Flattered like kind of. Like.
But the worst thing about it is like it wasn't like he got a bit frisky with someone and sent them like a picture of his rock hard dong. It was like the most pathetic, flaccid, like prick you've ever seen in the bath.
And you've seen a few.
Fucking tragic, mate. Absolutely tragic. I mean, make an effort.
Do you know what I mean? This is perfect for Norwich as well, who, by the way, have written to the EFL. They're leading the charge for
this. I'm trying to get some kind of
investigation for Leeds. They're the ones that painted there.
It's probably Bielsa in his phone. He's just controlling it.
Yeah. That's one of Bielsa's cameras.
Spy cameras. But they painted their away dressing room pink.
So
if that's not against the moral, to try and lower testosterone level.
Fuck off!
Seriously, they painted that, so there's this kind of like, oh,
but one in ten of those players probably had a really good game.
Well, no, it could be one in 12. Different stats, but anyway. Yeah, so they're going against the conduct of the game as well. Kind of like, fucking wankers out this Norwich. I've lost respect for him now.
Yeah.
We're playing him on Saturday.
Yeah. We are.
So that'll be a big game. And you're in a box, Matt, I hear.
I am. I'm going to take my granddad
Being
to the game.
Out.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to take my granddad to the game. He's not a Leeds fan, but...
that's great, because I am, and I'm not in a fucking box, but never mind.
He likes a free meal, of hospitality. He's a Bradford fan, I think.
Oh. Bradford?
I think he might have actually played for him in his youth.
Really?
Anyway, I am going to drag us out of the shit talk section as much as I enjoyed it, and I am going to thrust us into the first song of this week's episode, brought to us by Mickey PK, our resident songsmith.
I wonder who it could be about.
Yeah, I wonder who he's written one about.
The usual one.
Michael, can you just give us a little bit of a bump about it before you start?
Sure, this is a song originally written by the Beatles on their album, their 1967 album.
66.
It's 67. 67.
66.
Getting Better.
Yeah.
Getting Better is not on Revolver.
I tell you what, I'm going to Google it and I will settle that after the song.
Yeah. 67 is Sergeant Pepper.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
So just honestly.
Improve anything with facts.
No, you don't.
Ask Nipperpedia.
Wikipedia.
So this is a Beatles song. It's a Beatles song, so I digress. For the Fat Chance podcast.
It's getting better, which is what has been happening since Marcelo Bielsa came to the club.
Oh, so it's another song about Bielsa then?
I just thought I'd write something new about Bielsa.
You do surprise me.
It's getting creepy.
Scouse Corner on backing vocals.
Why not? As always.
Are you ready? Are you tuned in?
Okay. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's do this.
No.
Not really.
Getting better all the time. We really took Lampard to school.
No, we did complain.
We taught him that spying was cool.
No, we did complain.
And now we feel down. No pliers were found. We didn't even break any rules. Yes, I admit it's getting better. It's getting better all the time. Got to admit it's getting better. It's getting better since you have signed.
Nice.
I used to be angry and sad. The managers we had were crap. You gave us the word, Bielsa we heard. They call him a loco, he's mad.
Ooh.
And yes, I admit, it's getting better.
Bielsa.
It's getting better all the time.
Now we're in
got to admit, it's getting better.
Bielsa.
It's getting better since you have signed. Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Bielsa,
Bielsa,
Bielsa.
It's getting better all the time.
Bielsa,
Bielsa,
Bielsa.
Wow, 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 wow. They used to be cruel to my team. They beat us and kept us apart from the wins that we loved. Man, they were mean, but now we're changing this team. We're doing the best that we can. And yes, I admit, it's getting better. It's getting better all the time. Got to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better since you have signed. It's getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Bielsa,
Bielsa,
Bielsa.
Getting better all the time.
Bielsa,
Bielsa,
Bielsa.
Getting so much better all the time.
Michael, very good. Another one nailed. Michael, you really have got an album now. What are we up to? We've got Getting Better All the Time.
I think we've got six or
when
seven
you were 63.
Bucket Man.
Bucket Man, the Bielsa Rhapsody.
Do you know what? I need to say this. We're not going to be able to record the album because we haven't got time. But we need to do a single, don't we?
Yeah, we should.
Let's put it onto Twitter. If we get promoted.
I reckon we can have a little squirrel round the Leeds faithful and put an album together. So
that's crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. I think it's really hinging on a bit of Leeds success.
I'll tell you something now. There's no way you're getting three Liverpool fans to chip in to record an album. As much as we like you, mate. You know.
Yeah, well, you did for the single.
Yeah, but that's different. That was for the Daft Kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the album's going to be for charity, mate.
Oh, that changes everything. Paul will pay.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Another great song, though, Michael. Thank you. Keep them coming, mate. Really
well done,
is the
mate.
Highlight of my week. I am going to take us on to our first feature of the week.
Ooh.
It's the first time we've done this feature, despite having a jingle for the last 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. But anyway, this next feature is Tunnel Music.
Tunnel Music, Tunnel Music. Let's talk about Tunnel Music.
Who would like to talk about Tunnel Music?
Well, I want to start off with something I noticed. Obviously, three Liverpool fans here, and they were talking about how bad Everton's Tunnel Music is. Mm. I was watching Match of the Day about 2 weeks ago, and I just noticed it, and it's fucking terrible.
It's diabolical.
It sounds like Red Dwarf. It's the Red Dwarf.
This is the Everton Tunnel Music.
Everton Tunnel Music is so bad.
I'm not familiar with it.
risible.
It's Zed Cars. It's a 1960s cop show theme.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Have you got it? Can you get
has
it
anyone
there,
got
Tom?
A clip?
I've got it here.
What's weird is Watford have got the same one.
Yeah.
So it's not even unique to Everton.
No.
And it's just like stuck from the 70s.
I just don't know how they ended up with it. Like someone, it's a shit TV cop show.
Yeah.
What is the relevance?
They should have at least updated it to the Bill by now.
Yeah.
That is a great tune. That is a great tune.
Bom, 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 bom. With a little cobbled street just pulled out.
All the players wearing Dr. Martens.
Oh, casualty. How does casualty go?
That would be a vast improvement on this. Just behold.
Play it for us, Tom.
It's fucking up. If it was twice as good, it'd be shit. It's so bad, isn't it?
You have proved your point, but what?
But what's it supposed to do to you?
I don't know.
It's not like the Rocky theme tune. No one's hearing that and going, yeah,
let's get up for this game.
I'm up for the game.
The thing is, I think Mike mentioned it as well. The weirdest thing is the fact that not only is that a terrible tunnel music, like Watford heard that and went, yeah, I'll have a bit of that.
Well,
yeah.
First,
why?
I might be totally, totally stabbing in the dark a bit, but Liverpool as a city has a little bit of a kinship with kind of Ireland and Irish immigrants. And
oh,
stuff
yeah.
Like that,
Ireland's
isn't
the capital of Liverpool. Yeah.
And it really does sound like kind of an Irish marching band, kind of the Orange Men, that kind of...
Yeah, the Orange Men,
we're getting deep water here, mate.
No, is there a chance it comes to that?
Yeah, maybe. I like the drums. I like the first 2 seconds.
What do you reckon, what do you reckon happens when Watford play Everton and vice versa? When the music, do you reckon they both stand there with folded arms going,
play it twice.
With begrudging respect. Like, well, yeah, fair play to these lads.
No one boos it.
Someone else. Oh, it's because someone else is getting football, right? Yeah. In a non New York device. Yeah, just like, you know,
it's not like we live in a world where there's not many good songs and there's not much choice. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what about Marseille's tunnel music?
Jump
by Van Halen.
Is it really?
If I were a player in the tunnel and that come on,
you would be jumping.
House of Pain. Jump around or something like that.
Do you imagine how many yellow cards would be in the first 10 minutes? Because you'd just go on at the pitch.
You want something like that.
Do you know what? I've just had a thought, a vision. Football is entertainment. Obviously, people pay to be entertained. That's what it's about. And that kind of links into what we did with our boy band move. Would it be better, right, if teams came out to a choreographed dance move of the tunnel music?
Of course it would.
Would it make football better? I think it would. The players coming out and doing all the same dance moves at the same time, lining up. You know what I mean?
It might be a hard sell, though, Mike. No, imagine your coach saying like, I know you've got top of the league this week, lads, but we need to really get a snappy 5-minute routine in.
Exactly.
Work on set pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine if one team did that and the other team were looking at them just going, what is happening here? This is totally putting me off.
Yeah.
Are they taking this seriously?
Kurt, you've had a great game, but you really fucked up that slut drop at half time.
you think about it. In rugby union,
you dance off the pitch as well.
You let the lads down.
That's the whistle. They're off again. You know what I mean?
You haven't just let us down, you've let all the fans down.
There's nothing wrong with it. A good dance in sport, lads. You think about the New Zealand All Blacks and the Haka.
Yeah,
the
Haka. Hey, controversial. I think the Haka is the most cringy thing ever.
Really joking.
It just makes me cringe, mate.
Mate, have you ever seen it in real life? Have you seen it? Yeah. Honestly, you see it in real life. The hairs on your back of your neck.
No, my shoulder blades just touch because I cringe so hard.
Really?
I don't know what it is about it, man. It's just all this
stuff. Come on, dick. Come on, dick.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
That has an old purpose. It has a purpose. It's an old.
It's a war dance.
It's a war dance.
That kind of offers them out and says, right, let's have a war.
Let's play rugby.
Yeah, let's go to war with a rugby ball.
It's like a cultural exchange. Basically, but
fuck
I get
culture.
That, but...
Yeah, I'm gonna distract from. I'm gonna distract from Tom's cultural blasphemy by introducing our second chance of the show. This is All I've got written down is Willy Bolly.
Yeah,
and I know it's not a listener submitted one. This is by somebody in the room. So who's going to own up to Willy Bolly?
None of them are listener submitted. We just give it up with
this.
That.
Is definitely Paul.
Yeah,
Paul, you've brought to the table.
What
Willy
do you want to know,
Bolly? I just want you to give us a little bit of backstory.
Bit of backstory.
And don't give away the song.
Okay.
That it's to.
Yes.
And then Scouse Corner performer.
All right, Willy Bolly. He's a footballer for Wolves. We like him. He scored a goal recently against Spurs. And I just think Wolves just need some better chance than the Tory ones they were throwing at us.
Yeah.
Like eating food from bins and shit like that.
Sorry, dog.
You're better than that, Wolves. Yeah. You've got a good team. You've got a good team and you've got a boss player called Willy Bolly.
Yeah.
Even if technically it should be investigated via links to Jorge Mendes. But anyway, never yet. I'm just sorry, I don't know where that came
from. Should we...
That's fine.
Should we sing along?
Yes, let's.
I'm looking forward to this.
Okay.
Should we come in on 9?
Standard 5.
Okay.
Okay. I'll count us in if you want.
Yeah, go on.
Please, sir.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I told you it was 9. 6, 7, 8, 9. Connor Cody. Jolters.
Start again.
Okay.
You're reading the lyrics there as well.
Yeah, well, reading the lyrics you sent me. Like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that was the test.
Okay. Is it never second?
So it's on that. Yes. Yeah.
Never 1, 2, 3, 4. Connor Cody. Neves. Jolter. Goal! Willy Bolly! Willy Bolly! And listen, Terraces needs more Teletubbies, mate.
This is what we thought.
It's beautiful.
For me, it's one of the perfect chants.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just the all the way
put in a Brummie accent?
I think it's fantastic. Either. That's for me. You've missed a great chant there,
I'll be honest. I was draining the vein, and all I could hear was 4 grown adults shouting footballers' names to the tune of Teletubbies.
Yeah, that's
great. Yay! Standard Monday.
Did you feel intimidated?
I felt aroused, like I say. I had my cock in my hand.
Did you consider the waving, mate? The waving was the best bit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The Wolves wave.
I'll have to watch it back, I'm sure.
It's very good, Paul.
So that was Willy Bolly to the theme tune of Teletubbies. When we get to the end...
Got high hopes for that one.
We could possibly put it through rocks. We could possibly not. Two chants in. We've got one more chant to come, as well as some other features. But very quickly, before all that, I'm going to take you to our sponsors, our advertisers,
the people
who support the show, people who make it all possible. Here's a word from the people who make it happen.
Hi, it's Carl from Carl's Carpets. Have you had a bad tiling job? Don't worry, we'll carpet over it. We've a great range of carpets at our local carpet shop on Dewsbury Road. Come on in, we've got red carpets, blue carpets, multicoloured carpets, normal carpets, Brexit carpets, any carpet you want. Come and see us on Dewsbury Road, Carl's Carpets. Why pay for some chump to do it when you can do it yourself? Go on, be a man. Here at Collins Concrete, we provide all the liquid concrete you'll need. We mix it and you fix it. Go on, I dare you, be a man. Collins Concrete. Bike riding. Children's laughter. Families. Fun in the sun. Cricket. Here at Roundhay Park, we've got such a fantastic park experience to offer. A lake or two. It's safe for children. A certain somebody doesn't live there anymore. Because Roundhay Way, the birds are singing. Come and join us at Roundhay Park. It's Tyler from Tyler's. And have you had a bad carpet job? Because we can tile over any car. Listen, Carl, I'll tell you now. We've had our problems in the past, pal. I mean, you come on here and slagging me off. You come and say it to my face. We need to sort this out. You know where I am. I'm in tomorrow afternoon. I've got deliveries in the morning. Come and see me. Come and see me. We'll get this sorted once and for all, Carl.
And that was the Fat Chance podcast sponsors. I'm going to bring us into another feature now. This is a new feature for us. We've never done it before, and we don't have a jingle. But basically, the gist of it is... Did he just... What the fuck was that?
I thought we didn't have a jingle.
No, this is one I invented on the way here, and it's basically a celebration of mad bastards down the year and fucking, like, insane things that have happened on the football pitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a few examples, just so the listeners can get a gist. Gary Lineker having a poo on the pitch.
I don't remember that.
I thought the Lineker poo, I thought he did it quite in a sly manner.
He pooed out the side of his shorts.
Google it. And he still never had a bucket.
You've got Cantona kicking a fan.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Fucking behaviour. You've got...
You're stealing all our answers here.
I'm sure one of you have got one in mind that we can actually discuss. I mean, Delia Smith coming down onto the pitch at half-time, drunk, giving it the whole, let's be out. You know, these are mental things to happen within the context of a football game. Yeah. Now, I want
let's
us to pick
avenue.
One and... Let's dissect the motherfucker.
I think the one with Dealey was a fantastic thing. As we've said, it's not the worst thing anyone associated with Norwich has done lately. But
she has got a great cock as well.
The most shocking one recently for me, and I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on it as Liverpool fans, is the whole Luis Suarez biting thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought when he bit somebody, I thought, fuck me, that was mental. But then to do it again in a World Cup.
In the interest of completeness.
When
he did the one in the World Cup against Chiellini, that was the third time he'd done it.
Yeah. Exactly, for me, that's what made it a... Did he just fucking do that moment? I mean, how many chances does the guy want?
Have you seen at least three, apparently?
Have you seen the one then you're out, yeah?
Have you seen the Ajax one? Because that is brutal. Yeah.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
That is brutal.
That was when he engineered his move to us, basically.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's what he used biting it for.
Them, it's a proper toddler thing, that. When you're so frustrated, you bite someone. And
I don't know, I think it's just play to your strengths.
He's a very toothy man.
His teeth are massive. It's not a bad hard punch. I'm just going to bite you. I will literally come in. Come on then, I'll fucking bite your head off.
He could fucking eat an apple through a letterbox, couldn't he? You know what I mean? Play to your strengths. Brilliant.
What other strengths have other famous footballers got? I mean, who would you most likely get a headbutt off?
Martin Keown.
He's got a massive head, hasn't
he? Massive star. Duncan Ferguson, clearly.
Duncan Ferguson were hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think
nails.
He's got the record for getting sent off the most times. Yeah. In the
Did he batter a burglar?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Two of them. Two.
Idiots. Twice. Tried to burgle Duncan Ferguson when he was at home.
Oh, why would you do that? He's
I don't
a
know,
monster.
To steal his medal?
Yeah. Duncan Ferguson strikes me as the kind of guy who just sits in the dark waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
Where he just doesn't even sleep. Just waiting.
You've got a fantasy about a burglar coming into your house and you're knocking the fuck out of him.
It is a bit of a, like, everyone has a bit of a hero fantasy in the red, don't they? Setting a trap for burglars.
Nearly happened to you when it was last winter.
Setting a trap for burglars.
Oh, no, it did happen last winter.
Like some sort of Home Alone.
In a weird sort of chase.
Yeah. So I think you dropped me off in a taxi, didn't you?
Yeah.
And as I got out the taxi, I live in the woods, right? So I got out the taxi.
not literally.
Literally in the woods. I got out the taxi and some fella just appeared from behind the tree and started walking alongside me.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
You got out the... You dropped me off in the cab.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I said, all right, mate. And there was a police car just over the road. And he looked at us. And we were just walking down the street. Blah, blah. And anyway, so... I came out, I think I was getting you some tablets, some painkillers or something, wasn't I? So I ran back out to the taxi and the copper went, are you on your own? I was like, yeah. And he was like, where's that fella you were just with then? I was like, I don't know, he just walked up the hill. Next thing you know, fucking helicopters, meat wagon, sniffer dogs, everything. And I saw the fella walking up the hill by our house. So I shouted, I said, hey mate, the police are looking for you. And he just started running. It was about 2 a.m, I'm steaming and it's snowing. Right?
So funny, the story.
It's the most comedy chase you've ever seen.
Oh,
it was up
please
a hill.
Tell me you chased him.
I chased him up the hill. But because it was so fucking slippery, right? He slipped, I slipped. I had him by the ankle as he's trying to get away, and then anyway, long story short.
Tom, how did you track him?
Well, that's the funny thing. Anyway, long story short, anyway, it ended up a bit of a scuffle. He was unconscious. I went in to ring the police and I said, he's on the pavement outside. Went back out and all you could see was these footprints running into a house over the road. and this police officer had this massive Alsatian. He just went, go get her, Betsy. Go get him, Betsy. Betsy. And they just heard some fella screaming, crying.
Yeah, that's when dogs are after you, then you're fucked, aren't you?
Yeah. So that was it. So that was a little bit of a hero fantasy lived out there.
Yeah, but outside your house.
Outside the house,
my fantasy would be a burglar comes in and I just switch the button, lights come on, boom, bada, boom, boom.
Porn music.
Hang on, I've been waiting.
Stroking a cat. Stroking a cat.
Yeah.
A weird sort of Pulp Fiction moment.
It was like, I think I've got the wrong house, mate.
I think you have.
I think you might have done.
Not for
Please
me.
Please stay.
Yeah. So anyway, as he just done that on a football pitch. So I'd had a nice one. It's easy to pick the nasty ones like Cantona, fucking karate kicking a fella.
You said one earlier that I think this is great. You're going to pick the goal scorer?
No, I was going to say Paolo Di Canio catching the ball when he could have scored against Everton. Remember?
No, remind me.
Talk me through it.
I remember that.
I thought you were going to say Paolo Di Canio pushing the referee.
So what happened? A player went down injured.
It was the goalie, it was the keeper.
Anyway, a player went down injured, you know, as they do. But I think Paolo saw it and he looked serious. And the ball came across to him and he could have just tracked it. And he was in on goal.
No, he just scored.
Yeah, he just scored, yeah. But instead, he just caught the ball and said to the ref, I can't do that because there's a...
I just love Di Canio.
I know.
Wasn't he great?
He's just a mad bastard.
I think he's the good side of Italian eccentricity.
I just love Italians, mate.
No, but some Italians can be really cunty with it. But Paolo had that kind of...
Yeah. I just love Italians, mate. I don't know what it is about them. They're a bit right-wing and a bit fascist at times, but I just love them. Yeah.
Do you think they mean it? I think Paolo had shaggy bird, but walked the dog in the morning.
Stylish. The Italians are really stylish.
Say that again.
Paolo, he'd shaggy bird, but then he'd get up and walk your dog in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that worse, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't take a poo bag, though.
Fucked my dog and then walked my girlfriend.
I think he'd get away with it as well, Joe. He'd get away with shaggy. You knew about it, but he'd somehow pull it off.
That would be worse if I...
would it, though?
No, this is like trying to take your place.
What kind of relationship do you have with your dog?
I don't have a dog, but...
I'm going to move us on from dog fucking Paolo Di Canio to our next chant of the evening. All I've got written down here is Rondon.
This
I heard this being rehearsed in the Peacock. And it was a good one, so crack
this
on.
This is my gift to the Geordies. I say I like Italians, I like Geordies as well. I like a lot of people, I'm a lover, not a hater. I love the Geordies, I love the passion for the game. I know a lot of people don't like them. They say, oh, bloody Geordie. I love them, mate. I think they're great city, really nice city, great people, good laugh. And this is my gift to Tyneside. It's about their best striker. They're probably their only striker. Have they sold Hosselu? Yeah.
They're not sold Hosselu. He's just terrible.
Well, they've only got one decent striker.
Hosselu.
Rondon. He's a good striker. Doesn't score loads, but he's strong and he's. I like the cut of his jib. This is for Newcastle from Newcastle.
Is this a solo effort or Scouse Corner? Do you know?
Well, let's see about the contagiousness, Matt.
Okay, I'm totally unfamiliar with this song.
Is it by Jimmy Nail?
No.
He's lying.
It's by your. It's by your favourite. Your favourite duo. Your favourite Geordie duo.
Okay.
The Cockneys that are now Ant and Dec.
Okay.
Ooh. Are we ready? I'll just count myself in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's get ready to run down. Let's get ready to run down. Get ready, get steady, and run down. Everybody run down. Let's get ready to run down. Let's get ready to run down. Get ready, get steady, and run down. Everybody run down. Let's get ready to run down. Let's get ready to run down. Get ready, get steady, and run down. Everybody run down.
Watch us wreck the stadium alight. Psych.
Yes. So yes, it was you who bought the original single, was it?
It was. They're genuinely almost...
Was that Anton Deck or PJ and Duncan?
That was PJ and Duncan.
Oh, that was PJ, wasn't it? And
yeah.
Jeff, man, me eyes, I can't fucking see.
Wow, that was good, wasn't it? Bowman, he's got it.
Yes, sick, tell me, man.
Jeff, man, me fucking eyes. I've got ants coming them.
Hey, don't slag off my mates. All right. I'm mates with them too.
Do you have the phone numbers? That's the...
We could give them a call sometime, maybe, to guess the goal or something. I don't know.
I will say this, though. Honestly, top lads, them two. Love the lads. Right, nice lads. I remember I was
even Alky one.
Yeah, well, he's better. I liked it. Me and Ant got on proper well. I was gutted when he, because we were proper getting this little bond going. Then he starts fucking drinking
with his hip flask and that.
Yeah, he's like,
Mickey. Right, okay, you just say that you were driving my car, yeah?
who's the funniest, Ant or Ndeck?
Well, I don't know, because in real life, I was sat with Ndeck, right, and we're in the what's it called, the
caravan.
No, the venue I played with the hell.
The cell?
Oh, I forgot what it's called.
O2.
No, the
Batley Working Men's Club.
Where's the Apollo comedy live that Apollo held?
Hammersmith Apollo.
So like, and Ant's dead nervous because Ant is there. I'm fucking getting mixed up. Right, so it's the first time he's performed solo as an entertainer. He's been doing it 17 years, but it's always been with his partner.
Yeah.
He's not there now. And now it was like...
Which one's the straight man?
I think they both are, really, aren't they? They bounce off each other. They're both either are, isn't it? They're both the versatile. They can morph into either. Yeah. And he sat there, he's like, we're just chatting, me and him. And he was like, I was a bit nervous. I was like, yeah. I was like, mate, you know what? You're going to be fine. And I started giving loads of advice about TV, right? I've never been on TV before.
Fucking thank you, Michael.
He listened to it, and at the end he went, Michael,
fucking advice you've just given me there, man. I'm going to go out and I'm going to fucking nail it. Yeah. I'm going to look into that fucking camera. I'm going to say, Ant-Man, I don't even fucking need you, you drunk cunt. I'm fucking, Mickey P fucking cares told me now, and I'll fucking tell you, get your fucking own agent. Simon Cowell's told me, this is it, man. It's just fucking Deck and Deck now, man.
Me and me.
It's fucking me and me. Deck and Deck. Fucking Mickey P and just fucking me.
Deck and Mickey P and me.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Mate, you should pitch this to Deck next time you see him.
Oh, mate, he's such a nice lad. I remember him walking off and I thought to myself, I've just given Deck from Deck advice about TV, and he listened to it anyway, and he thanked me, but he must have been thinking, what the fuck are you going on about, mate?
Michael, that is the verbatim. You advise one of the country's starlets of light entertainment and television. Say,
he does it to MPs.
I cornered him in the corner of a room and I started telling him how to be an MP. Yeah. I'd had quite a few and some. But yeah, he couldn't get out for about half an hour, and I was like, listen, mate, this is what you need to do, right? This is what you need. If you want to win power, this is what you need to do.
And he
started getting really uncomfortable. And I was blocking him off and everything. It was really bad. But honestly, I'm really good at telling people what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey, awesome. On that note, I'm going to give you carte blanche to tell us which song to put through the rocks machine, because it is now time to Let's Rocks.
Okay.
Michael, as is the premise of the show, Fat Chance, we do like to rate our chance. You've got three to choose from. As you've written two of them, it's a little bit awkward. But
no, it's fine.
We've got Getting Better,
6% of them.
Willy Bolly, and Rondon. Which would you like to put through the rocks machine, Michael?
There's only one decision for me. And because the other two are songs, I think the only chant we've got this week is Rondon. And I think that stands the best chance of scoring the optimum score through the rocks machine, the scientific process that is rocks. So let's go with Rondon, please, Matt.
Let's go with Rondon. I'll just fire up the machine, guys, if you could get your votes and your scores ready.
Matthew, would you allow me to quickly explain rocks? Rocks.
I demand you quickly explain rocks.
Very well, very well. I was thinking about it, but now I'm sure. Rocks, WROCCS, silent W, yes. Wit, replication, overall shitness, contagiousness, complexity, and silliness. Six areas in which we vote out of 10. A maximum score of 60. However, the optimum score is 51. That would be the perfect chant. The reason is you don't want it to be too complex. You don't want it to be too silly. Complexity would score 4 out of 10. Silliness would score 7 out of 10. If you were to score the perfect score, if that makes any sense. I've said score quite a lot there. 51 is the target.
I think that's the first time you've ever run through the rock scoring system without a mistake, and whereby I've actually understood it.
Yeah. So well, I didn't understand
it. It's only took us 10 episodes to get it under 9 minutes.
So let's keep it fairly snappy because we're doing quite well for time here, guys, which means we will probably get through all the features. So lovely W stuff. For wit.
I'm going to go with a 10.
Oh, mate, I agree.
Let's get ready to run,
it's
Don.
It's high, it's up there.
Yeah. I think because it's got the Geordie connection, it makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
I think it's not quite a Maradona at 12.
No,
but it could be a Lee Trundle at 11.
11, Joel,
could
Lee
be
Trundle.
A Lee Trundle, yeah.
Please write down an 11, please.
11.
I'll go. Paul's fucked off to the toilet, I've got Annie, so he's missed out on this, but I'm sure he would have scored at 11 as
he
well.
He would concur, I'm sure.
For replication?
Replication. Well,
tough.
It's a tough one.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with quite high because anyone with a two-syllable name could be done. Let's get ready. Let's Good get chance. Ready to trundle.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get ready to trundle. Get ready. Get steady. And bad. And it doesn't really.
Somewhere in the middle, let it in.
Yeah, I honestly. And you've got. I think it's quite. No, I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with a 9. For
no,
me personally,
somebody try and think of an actual name that sounds like Rondon.
No, it doesn't mean, honestly, two syllable because, like,
oh, because the word is rumble. Let's give it a rumble. Let's
yeah,
get ready
it
to rumble.
You can't say, let's get ready to Johnson.
Yeah, it would need to be a
let's get ready to
Bramble. Bramble, mate. Nice call.
Get steady.
And Bramble.
I think it's mid. It's somewhere 4 or 5, Bramble. I think, for replication.
I think probably a 5. I think Tom's
five.
Right.
I'm, five. Oh, okay, you're going to go. I would say 6.
Paul,
you're the casting vote. 5 or 6?
5.
It's a 5, boys.
Okay. Overall shitness. So,
up there, like.
This is where. Do you want to apply the restaurant test now?
Yes, please.
What is the restaurant test, Michael?
Please, so,
Michael.
You're in a restaurant, you're in a relationship, it's steady, you're with your in laws.
Which restaurant?
It's an Italian.
Okay.
Owned by Paolo Di Canio.
Okay.
And
Di Canio's.
Yeah, Di Canio's. Right. Okay. The which will soon be a chain. But anyway, you sat there. It's a meal of some importance, but
is
not
it
mass.
An occasion?
It's an occasion, yeah. And you're there together with the in-laws, and it's you've ordered. You've just finished your starters. Don't ask what we had.
Dough balls.
Yeah.
It's always dough balls.
Fucking Italian.
All the fucking tomato bread stuff.
Yeah, antipasti, mate. But anyway, you just had your starters, and two of you aren't drinking, so it's not like a. You know, hectic night, just a nice occasion, and then suddenly, out of the corner of your eye, you notice about 20 yards away, nearly the side of the restaurant, there are 4 lads singing this song. How annoying is it? How bad would it be? Is it terrible? Is it quite entertaining? How shit is this? Yeah. How shit is this on overall shitness? So,
now you've painted the scene.
Well, for example, if we were doing the Bielsa chant there, it would score low on overall shitness. You might say, oh, that's quite entertaining, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody's doing a turn.
Yeah, you might even get a little round of applause.
I think there's something slightly unintimidating about Ann and Dec.
It is quite unintimidating.
Housewife's favourite.
Yeah.
And it's tuning.
It's quite fun as well.
On the other hand,
I think I would
get ready to rumble. It's fucking terrible.
I think I would remark to the in-laws. Look at those over there having a jolly time. You know, I wouldn't want to lambast them. I think it's 7.
No, I don't know. I think it's a 9.
I'm not quite sure. It's
that. I'm going 8.
Okay, well, that's the kind of medium, isn't it?
We're going to go 8.
That's the mean average so far.
I'll go with an 8.
Because
all right.
You'll be scared by it. It'd be quite a lot of fun, I think.
Okay. Catchiness.
Fuck me.
Oh.
10.
10.
Ten.
Do you mean contagiousness?
Contagiousness, yeah.
It's all right. Like, honestly, Matt, I sound like Simon Cowell then. I think it's a Maradona.
Well, I'd say it's pushing the Maradona.
It's very, very... Yeah. When I started singing that, you all started singing that. I mean, come on.
We've never heard it before.
If someone's singing that, you sing along with it, don't you? Yeah, I mean...
Absolutely.
Crikey. So that's 12. Okay, and on we press.
What's the second C?
Complexity. It's not complex at all.
It's a 4.
It's perfect.
It's lower. A 2 or a 3. I started singing.
I think it's optimal complexity.
Yeah, I do.
It's in the public consciousness.
Yeah, I do.
Everyone knows it.
It's a 4.
It's a 4. Yeah, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, perfect.
It's a 4 in
pitch. It's a pitch, like... Yeah.
And even those too young to know exactly what Ant and Dec were would still pick it up relatively quickly.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Next.
Okay, silliness. I'm going to go with... I think it's about 24.
24.
Just a bit high.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a touch on the high.
Right, double Maradona.
Let's be honest. A 10.
What's optimum silliness? A 7.
A 10 wouldn't give it justice because it's very, very silly.
I think Lee Trundley.
I think an 11.
I think Lee Trundley.
I think it's just right for optimum.
It's an 11 for silliness. It's got to be. It's fucking silly, mate. It's Ant and Dec.
I think it's 11.
Yeah.
I think it's a Lee Trundle. This chant is double trundled.
It's our very first double trundle.
It's a double trundle that I've got eye on.
Trundle squared.
Trundle squared, mate.
Are we settling on
trundle vision?
I'm
good with that. Go on then.
So the optimal score is 51.
Run it through the machine.
60. I'm going to run it through the machine while I get a chance to score.
Add it up, mate. It's going to be close in this.
I've got 92.
Have you managed to do it, Matt?
The scores are in.
Oh, my God.
The NASA Calibrated Scientific Rock Scoring Machine, WROCCS, has come out with a... Guys, we've peaked.
Fuck off.
Have we?
It's a 51.
Fuck off! Let's get ready to run down! Let's get ready to run down! Get ready, get steady, and run down! Everybody run down! Let's get ready to run down! Let's get ready to run down. Get ready.
Seriously.
Get steady.
Seriously.
And run down. Everybody run down.
Boys, I know how much it means to you. I would not lie. I would not prank you when it comes
Trundle
to the rock
squared.
Scoring system. It is a 51. It is an optimum
We've
chance.
We made it.
We have peaked.
Wow. Turn out the lights. We're done.
We have peaked.
Wow.
Unbelievable scenes.
I can't believe it.
I mean, where do we go from here?
Nowhere. There's nowhere to go.
No, I think we need to end the show.
There is somewhere to go from here, Michael. is somewhere to go. I'm going to bring us into our final feature of the evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Fucking hell,
it's
51.
A fat chance first. It's a fat chance
Science
first.
Don't lie.
It's an exclusive. And I hope you're all as excited out there listening as we are.
Who's
in
that
here.
Coming in there?
We have got our first ever guest. On the Fat Chance podcast.
A famous guest as well.
Mickey, would you like to introduce our very first ever guest on
the
Fat Chance podcast?
I certainly shall. We're doing Guess the Goal. I normally have hosted that, but I'm handing over to a celebrity A-lister here, introducing Michael Caine. Michael, thanks for coming in.
Guess
the Goal with Michael Caine. So, Michael, have you got a goal for us that you're going to commentate?
You're too kind.
Over to you, Michael.
Okay. Shall I just do the goals?
Yes.
which Michael Caine have we got with us? Have we got 60s Michael Caine, 70s Caine, 80s Caine, 90s
Caine? Is it 90s
Caine?
The five ages of Caine.
Okay.
So 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or Millennium Caine? Which one would you like? Take your pick.
70s Caine.
Okay.
Oh, they're all so different. I think 70s.
Well,
70s.
It's my full range.
Yeah.
What a thesp.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the first go?
Yes, please.
I'd love to, Mike.
Take it away, Michael.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Here we go, sound the crowd. Now. Oi. That little fella's got the ball in his own half. It's okay. Let him have it there. No danger. Oi! Slippery little sausage, this one. Midfielder isn't happy. Oi! Pedro! Now be a good little boy and give us back the ball. Up yours, senor. Pardon my French. brings it forward. Where's he going? Past another and another. Keeper, what are you doing? Oh, he's only gone and blown the Ballon d'Ors off.
So we've got a Gaston goal there.
So, any guesses?
Is it a Messi goal?
Maradona.
Tommy Tickles.
England.
Oh,
come on.
Well done.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was
12 Maradona. Points.
1986. Yeah.
1986. Quarter final.
Second goal.
I fucking love that goal. Love that goal.
Best goal of all time.
It's just so sweet that it came after the hand of God one. I was like,
yeah.
I'll do it
fucking
both ways.
Love Maradona,
I'll do it
mate.
Both ways.
Fucking love him.
He's the best ever.
Got a signed shirt at home.
Have you?
Yeah. Bought it at all.
Is it by Maradona?
I signed
just,
it.
Just no. Some, yeah. Michael Caine, yeah.
Do you know, I've got a signed picture at home. It's signed by Maradona, Pele, and someone else that's quite
the
famous.
Other one.
I can't remember, but I'll give it
Lee
to my
Trundle.
Dad. Lee Trundle. Lee Trundle. Michael, do you have another goal for us?
Yeah, sure. Sorry, Michael.
Do.
Can I request 80s Michael Caine for this one, please?
I'll click into gear. Nipper, my love.
Yes, Michael.
Would you like to do a scene with me?
It would be an honour.
Okay, well, let's try it out, and this could happen for real one day.
Okay.
So, it's a penalty shootout. Nipper, you will be my co-commentator.
Okay.
Sudden death. Nipper, do you swear on all that is holy, your friends, your family, that he will score this goal? Say yes.
Yes, Michael.
Now, the key to taking a good penalty is to look the goalkeeper in the eye, but don't blink. And don't blink. And don't blink. And run up and don't blink. Oh, he's hit it straight at him. He must have blinked. Oh, Blinky Bill has let us down again.
So this is a non-goal in Guess the Goal.
Guess the Miss.
Guess the Miss. It's changed. It's morphed. Guess the Miss. Okay.
I can be creative. I can be creative at times.
David Batty.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, David Batty.
Boom.
England. It's the keeper.
Off. How did you get that?
Well done, Michael.
It was just like...
from
if I do say so myself.
God, it was just it's a big miss, isn't it? Slippery little sausage that is Maradona. So we should rename Maradona the slippery little sausage, yeah. Shouldn't we? We've got, instead of saying the Maradona, it's the slippery sausage. The 12.
That was mad. Thanks, Michael. I think next week we should get Ndek in to do Guess the Goal, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ndek, that is...
Have
right
I lost
there?
The gig
yeah.
already?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe we'll have Ant in, or maybe we'll have Deck in.
So different.
Such range. Such range.
Amazing range.
Maybe it'll be me, or maybe it'll be me. Tune in next week to find out. Deck, that was my line. To find out. I think that conclusively brings us to the end of our Fat Chance podcast. We've enjoyed doing it for you as much as I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Highlight was probably Michael Caine live in the studio. As we were saying, tune in next week to hear either Ant or Deck. We're not sure which. We are going to sing you out with our Fat Chant of the Week. Our first ever optimum scoring.
Perfect footy chant.
Optimum score.
It is the perfect footy chant. So right. Please, let's get the new. Jordies. Let's get this on the terraces.
Gallagher, please.
I've sent James apart. Come on.
Newcastle fans, don't let us down. Scouse Corner, Mickey Piquet, take us away with our Fat Chant of the Week, please.
Whoa! Let's get ready to run down. Let's get ready to run down. Get ready, get steady, and run down. Everybody run down. Let's get ready to run down. Let's get ready to run down. Get ready, get steady, and run down. Everybody run down.
Fade.
This was Fat Chance.
Thanks, lads. That's another good one.